Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Deuteronomy 11. He's talking about Canaan's land, the promised land. Does this have anything to do with us? Yes. Promised land, Canaan's land, is that a type for the blessings we have in Christ? Yes. Notice what he says. Verse 11, Deuteronomy 11, 11. The land where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys that drinks water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And it'll come to pass if you hearken diligently to my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. I'll give you rain of your land in due season, the first rain and the latter rain. You may gather in your corn and your wine and your oil, and I'll send grass in your fields for your cattle, and you'll eat and you'll be full. What? Skip on down. Verse 18. Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign on your hand and frontlets between your eyes, and you'll teach them your children. You'll speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You'll write them upon the doorpost of your house and upon your gates. Why? That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth.
Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. He said, you obey me. You love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you be careful and watch to do what I show you to do and tell you to do. He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to pour blessings on you. All your stuff's going to prosper. Your kids are going to know my word. It's going to be like heaven on earth. You're going to have days of heaven right here on the earth. It's so sad that so many Christians are experiencing days of hell on the earth, when it's not the will of God. It's not the plan of God. The devil's such a liar. And there's so many folk that are so confused about this. They think you're supposed to be tormented. They justify it some kind of way. Well, in this life, we go through a lot of stuff, and that's just the way it is. One of these days, we'll get to heaven. You think it'll probably be a shock to their system. They're so used to living in a torment environment. Yeah, there are challenges. Yeah, there are things to overcome. Yeah, you'll be persecuted for serving God. But you're not supposed to live in torment. You're not supposed to live in manifest hell. You're supposed to have days of heaven. No, it's not the full thing like it's going to be being there, but it's a foretaste. I said it's a foretaste. It's a foretaste. You're sitting out on your porch, you know, enjoying good food and drink, healthy in your body, not one worry on your mind. Peace. Your children are happy and love the Lord, and they have peace. Glory to God. I mean, the Bible tells us, you know, Jesus said, let these little children come to me. He said, of such is the kingdom of heaven. He said, this is what heaven's like. We have foretaste of it.
Amen.
Right here. Right now. But how many know when you are full of fear, you're not experiencing days of heaven? What would you be afraid of? We've already talked about this now. Fear of what? Fear of separation, and it has to do with the future. What's out in front of you? Turn with me, please, to Jeremiah, and I'm getting ready to, at least I'm thinking about, getting ready to close. Jeremiah. Let's see. Yeah, Jeremiah 29, and then we're going to Ephesians 2. Glory to God. I wish everybody had at least as good a life as I do, as Phyllis and I do. I do. Why not? I know some people maybe, you know, if they're having more fun than I am, I want to meet them. I believe you can come up higher. You know what I'm saying? Phyllis and I, you know, I know people think you're just lying, but I don't remember the last time we had a big fight. I don't remember. I wouldn't stand up here and lie. If we'd had a big blowout last night, I would never say that. Why? Because you don't have to. You know I'm human. Amen. We have had problems in the past. We've got up here and told you all about it. But I mean, we go day in and day out, and week after week, and month after month. And most of what we say through the day is, man, we're blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. We're so blessed. Yes. Whew. Healthy, not one ache and pain. God. Not one ache. Amen. Not one pain.
Hallelujah.
Go that way day after day.
Yeah.
Week after week. Month after month. Got money? What are we doing? We're tasting of what's going to come.
Yeah.
We're getting a foretaste. Is that just for a few?
No.
Just for a few lucky ones?
No.
We don't even believe in such stuff. We don't believe in luck. We know the destiny of God. He has chosen us and ordained all of us to this. And yet you got Christians living in torment. I know. We've been there. Tormented in our relationship. Tormented in your finances. Oh, everybody, behind. It's torment. It's not the will of God. I said, it's not the will of God. Afraid, where's the money going to come from? Am I going to get it enough in time? What's going to happen? What's not going to happen? All of that stuff is not faith. It's fear. And when you're yielding to fear, you're yielding to the enemy. You're not yielding to God. When you're yielding to fear, you're opening the door to the destroyer in your life and you're closing the door to God.
Amen.
It's serious.
Yes.
What must we do?
Resist.
We must resist fear. When thoughts come to us, what about tomorrow? What are you going to do? What's going to happen? Where's the money going to come from? What about that disease? What about that report? What about this? Friend, I mean the moment it comes, we had some folk in the church a while back and they got a real bad report physically. And Phyllis and I were somewhere else in a vehicle going from one place to another. And you know, when they told us, we prayed about it and we're thinking about it, checking my heart. And man, it come up strong. And I had Phyllis to call back and tell some folk and they told somebody else. I said, now's the moment right now where this thing is made or broken. You got the bad report. What are you going to do with it? See, the devil comes immediately and tries to paint a picture of you going down, 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 and dying.
Yeah.
Right? He tries to paint that out and lay that out for you. And if you begin to look at that and think that, what's going to happen to you? Fear. Fear is going to begin to grip you, right? Of being separated. Right? Separated from ones you love. Separated from the life you love. Separated from your body. Right? Fear begins to come and try to grip you. But you must not do that. At that moment, when that bad report comes, that's when you got to make a decision. No, no, I'm not looking down that road. No, I'm not. And you must begin to talk about your glorious future in God. Not just think about it. I mean, open your mouth and begin to out loud, begin to say what God has planned for you. With long life. He's going to satisfy me.
Amen.
He's going to show me His salvation.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Believe with me. We're going to stir up. You know, we've shared. That's part of the leader's job is to share vision of what God has for us in the church. And believe with me for more clarity and more parts of the revelation. But then for your own personal life, talk to your spouse. Talk with your friends. Talk out loud to yourself about the glorious future God has for you. That was a little weak. Do you have a glorious future in God, not only in the life to come, but in this life? He said, I'd have fainted unless I had believed to see what? The goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Does He have good things planned for you? Good things ahead of you. Read about it right here. Jeremiah. Jeremiah. Oh, yeah. Jeremiah 29. Can you tell when you get in faith?
Yes.
One big way you can tell, you get excited. Is that right? Ain't no such thing as being in faith about something and being depressed over it. No such thing. When you get in faith, you get excited. Happens every time. Jeremiah 29. Glory to God. Jeremiah 29:11. Are you there?
Yes.
Now, if you don't know this verse, mark it. I know a lot of you do have it marked. You know it, but some of you might not. Mark it. Like Brother Hagin used to say, if you can't mark in your Bible, pitch it aside, get one of ours and mark in it. Mark in it. Don't just mark it in the book, but get it marked inside you. The Lord's talking. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Now let you stop right here. Who really knows the future? Who do you know that really knows what's going to happen? He knows. Right? So when people are pondering and going, oh man, wonder what's going to come up. Wonder how it's going to be. Is there somebody who knows what's coming up? There is. He's God. So we could ask him. And the wonderful thing, he went ahead and told us before we asked. Right here, Lord, how's it going to be? What you got lined up ahead of us here? Should we be scared about the future? What did he say? I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Listen to this translation. The NIV says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He said, then you'll call on me and come and pray to me and I'll listen to you and you'll seek me and you'll find me when you seek me with all your heart. Is there somebody who knows the future around here?
Yes.
Can we find somebody who really knows what's going to happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he already told us.
Yes.
Let me read it to you again. This is the Lord talking now. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Oh, somebody needs to close their eyes and hear the Lord tell them this right now. Lord, what's going to happen to me? The Lord's talking to you. Are you listening? I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith for the Future, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803H. That's R803H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.